Hey, this is Pastor John in Los Angeles, and this is the Christmas webcast. It may be up a little earlier, but I want to just have a little fun. Put up the Christmas webcast on Christmas Eve before I go to the city of Pasadena to have dinner with a few Christian friends. I got invited out to dinner. Can you believe that? On Christmas Eve. And I also got invited out to dinner on Christmas Day. Let me share something with you. And as I share this with you, you'll understand exactly where I'm coming from as I get into this particular webcast. I think you'll like this. Let me kind of like turn the music down a little bit and share this with you. Scripture is the foundation of the church. Scripture. Listen to me. Scripture. Bible. The foundation of the church. The church is the guardian of Scripture. Very important. Hold on. Now, since we said the Scripture is the foundation of the church and the church is the guardian of Scripture, when the church is in strong health, I want you to listen to me. Listen. When the church is in strong health, the light of Scripture shines bright. In other words, when the church is healthy, they are just listening to the Scriptures. What thus saith the Lord. Do we have to say it together? Thus saith the Lord. The Scriptures, the Bible, the canon, the writ. Now, hold it. Don't listen to Pastor John Coleman. Don't listen to him. You don't want to hear him. You don't want to be around him. You don't want to smell him, taste him, feel him, nothing. Stop it. Pastor John is not the Scriptures. No. Nothing that I say, nothing that I think, nothing that I imply is worthy to be regarded. I don't care my age, my tenure, my education, or lack of. Nothing about me is to be regarded. Now, when the church is sick, listen, I want you to listen. When the church is sick, Scripture is corroded by neglect. In other words, people look at the Scripture, well, I don't agree with that. Well, I think it should be this way. To me, I'm feeling that we should be rolling this way instead of rolling that way. I understand what you think, but remember, your mind is totally corrupted. Everything about you is debauched totally. Oh, you don't like that? You better look in the mirror and stop trying to laugh when you should be crying. Now, I want to share something with you about this Scripture as I continue to go through this, because I think that we need to go through this sometimes. We need to really get serious like this. And thus it happens that the outward form of Scripture and that of the church usually seem to exhibit in a simultaneous way either health or else sickness. Now, therefore, you've got to answer the question. What is the church demonstrating to you today? It is demonstrating sickness. Sickness. People are giving their opinion of God. Lord have mercy. Jesus. The Bible. Lord have mercy. Folk don't believe in inspiration, illumination, interpretation, hermeneutics, proper biblical exegesis, all that kind of theological stuff. See, that's what's the matter with you, John Coleman. You need to drop that and let the Holy Ghost speak to you. Let me tell you something. You may let bad black sheep talk to you, but I don't want to hear from no Holy Ghost. I want to hear from Scripture. Just give me Scripture, Scripture alone. If you know anything about the Reformation that changed Europe and enlightened a biblical group of individuals, you know that it's Scripture. Scripture. Now, I'm reading from a man. Of course I'm reading from a man. These wonderful, inspiring words don't just come from the mind of Pastor John Coleman. I didn't want to give his name before now because, see, you would have turned me off immediately and you would say, I don't believe in Walter C. Kaiser Jr. Nor do I. Nor do I. But the words that I just read from his book called Towards an Exegetical Theology, Biblical Exegesis for Preaching and Teaching, these are not biblical words, but they are true words. And they make sense to me, the Christian, because I believe in Scripture alone and nothing else. Now, God sovereignly, listen to me, sovereignly ordained the scriptures. Now, I can give you all of the Bible verses. I'm looking around here. Can you believe it here in my studio? I got so much stuff all on the floor and on the shelves. There it is. No, I'm not even going to grab the Bible because you know what the Bible says. You know, search the scriptures, Jesus says, for in these you think you have eternal life. Search the scriptures. It's a study to show thyself approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the scriptures. In other words, do exegesis properly. Now, when you do exegesis properly, you're exegeting a text that is over, well, around 2,000 years old. If it's Old Testament, it's a little bit older than that. Add another 900 years or so. These scriptures are old, old, antiquated, ancient. It must be transliterated into the language that we speak. You must understand grammar, linguistics, history. Listen to me. Listen to me, you dumb, uneducated Christians that think that because you had a hot flash in your brain, you know what God is saying. You don't know nothing unless you read the scriptures. The Bible gives us plain instruction. You know nothing lest the scriptures have told you that. Now, I'm going to take my time with this here at Christmas time, because see, here we are getting ready to go into the new year, and I'm telling you, the church, oh my God, the church has become ruinous because they refuse to pay attention to the scriptures. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go to the classic use of the term the scriptures, and I want to share some things with you about these scriptures, and I hope that you can follow me. I was quoting 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture, now listen, all scripture, that's all the Bible, is given by inspiration of God. All scripture, doesn't say your pastor. Your pastor is not the inspiration of God. Your Bible teacher is not the inspiration of God. Pastor John talking on this webcast is not the inspiration of God. Stop it, stop it. I am just one thing, a mouth connected to a vocal cord and a body, sitting in a small studio in Los Angeles, talking to you. That's all I am. Piece of flesh that needs to drop dead today. I know my worth outside of Jesus Christ is nothing. I am worth nothing. I will never be worth anything. I just eat and spew out body waste. That's all I'm good for. If it was not for the word of God, I would be of all men most pathetic and miserable. Do you have another view of yourself as a Bible teacher? You are not God's Bible teacher. Every true man of God, not woman of God, God ain't never called a woman to usurp authority over a man, ever. And let me make this perfectly, perfectly clear. The scriptures not only say that, but prove it. So any woman that is speaking in an authoritative way in any city in this country, the United States of America, over a man is out of line, and that is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit and God. is against it and will judge it eternally at the end of that person's life. Now, you may not like that. I don't give a rooty toot what you don't like. Give me the scriptures, because I'm operating off of scriptures. Now, a true preacher would talk to you that way, and he ain't thinking about how you're feeling, and then you can shuffle around and do anything you want. I'm not concerned about you. Unless the scriptures tells me that they can usurp authority over man, and a woman can sit down and teach me. I don't need a woman to teach me nothing. The only thing she can teach me is how to cook. And how to change a diaper, and maybe how to clean a house properly. That's why I got to have a housekeeper come in about once a month, at least, because I'm just a dirty old man. See, I'm just being real about my life. I don't know what you're doing about yours. Come on, let's, at this Christmas 2009, just get real with it. It says all scriptures are given by inspiration of God, not inspiration of your pastor, not their private, foolish, stupid, ignorant interpretation of scripture, not an American view towards holiness, godliness, or doing Christianity, because American Christianity has been polluted by the love of money. Money whores have taken over the church. And people that want to be teachers who need to shut up, because God can't speak because they're too busy speaking. I need somebody in the church to say amen to the rhyme. But I understand. I know why you can't say amen to it. See, you waiting on me to punk out. I ain't going to never punk out. I'm not going to do that. He's been so good to me. I'm supposed to go to dinner tonight. That's why I hope I put up this webcast before I get out of here. Because if my car crashed on the freeway and a truck run over me and tear my head off and burn my body up while I'm screaming, Jesus, at least you have some truth from a preacher that's not afraid to tell you what's going on. Ain't that what Marvin Gaye said? What's going on? What's going on? One of my favorite R&B records. Now let's talk about these scriptures. Because when you look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, it says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, that is inspiration of the scriptures. You got to hear the voice of God through the scriptures. You don't hear no voice of God through some twisted interpretation, somebody's feelings about the scripture. Well, when I read this text, I feel, fool, you need to shut up and just tell me what that scripture means. Kaiser goes on and says that the church and the scripture stand or fall together. Today in this country, the church is falling. And I don't even know whether it's rightly can be called the church. It says either the church will be nourished and strengthened by the bold proclamation of her biblical text. Did you hear what Kaiser said? Oh, Jesus, this is, wait a minute. When he wrote this paragraph, he was speaking of me. I am the church. Is he speaking of you, the listener? Is he speaking to you that's listening to this webcast? Is he speaking to your heart on this Christmas day? Is he? Are you got your private interpretation? Well, this is what you female quacks out there. Well, this is what it means to me. Those of you that never even heard of Christ, don't even know whether Christ said anything, ain't never spoken to you. But you went to school and you studied the book and you got PhDs and DD degrees and LDs and everything else. You can have PhDs, post-hole digging, whatever. And you ain't never heard from Christ. Well, you go ahead. You just got too much knowledge. May drive you mad. I think that's what King Festus said, or Agrippa said to Paul, right? Too much knowledge has made you mad. I have just a little knowledge and I don't take that too far, because if I run away with that knowledge, I may think more highly of myself than I ought to. I want to caution all pastors and Bible teachers. Paul wrote about it, and he said, don't think too highly of yourself. I'm a 65-year-old dude. I don't think too highly of me. I ain't stuck on John Coleman. Now, you know what? I love some of you young cats. I start crying when I think about you, because I love you, because like you, my babies. because you love the word of God. You love God. You love the word. And you want the truth. I love your sweet little hearts. I just want to hold you in my arms and shelter you and protect you. And say, man, stay in the word. Just only what the word teaches. If you never hear my voice again, it's only what the Bible teaches. Man, don't be listening to these people that ain't get, man, these people that's giving you all this other hyperbole. You need to say, you need to leave me alone. I just want the word. You know what the church feasts upon? The church feasts upon the word of God. I like the way Peter put it in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. He says, for prophecy never came by the will of man. In other words, man is speaking his mess. Well, I feel that this means this and God is working in this way. And God, you need to shut up at that moment when you open your mouth talking that trash. If God has not said anything, you need to shut up. And if you're a woman up there trying to teach, you need to set your behind down and go home and clean the house. Now, you can get mad at me all you want to. You guess who don't care? And why you get mad at the man of God when he told you what the word of God says? Now, if you don't know what it says about the woman keeping her house, you better open up that Bible and read it. There's not one female in this country or around the world that got any business trying to be a pastor in a church or a Bible teacher over a man in the church. Go home and clean that house. Take care of those kids. Change that diaper and do what you were created to do. Now, everybody talking about the Muslims is strict. Yes, they strict. And I, you know, admonish them for that. I appreciate my Muslim brother in humanity being strict in their faith. The Christian church has lost its mind. Because when you look at that Bible, the way it was written, it didn't change in 2,000 years because you're living in this corrupt America. Peter said the prophecy didn't come by the will of man, but holy men. See, I like that. But holy men of God. See what I'm talking about? Not no holy men that think that they're of God. You're not no holy man of God if you saying what God never said. Boom. There it is. Let me say that again. Boom. Oops. There it is. Boop. There it is. What you holy? Oops. There it is. Are you saying what God said? Nope. Oops. There it is. No. As they were moved by the Holy Spirit. What moves you? Keeping people happy. Trying to have friends, having somebody pat you on the back, saying you're a good Bible teacher. You know, I had one of them guys from Grace Community Church call me a lunatic. Call me a lunatic all you want. Call me what you want. I'm going to tell you the truth in your face. And if the truth burns you or your mama, so burn you both up. That's what kind of preacher this is. And I know some of you listening to me wish that I would die. You're waiting on PJ to die. And so the airways will become silent. And so that you can just take it to another level. And I want to talk with you baby good-hearted Christians out there that know what truth is. When I die, I'm praying that God will raise up some other young men. One of these or two of these or three or four of these young men that I know in their 30s and 40s that's going to step forth and God, I want to wheel all my equipment to them and so that they can at least make a webcast a day. Take 30 minutes out your day, young sweet brother, and tell these people the truth in boldness. I would hope that you would have a theological education or at least some decent text to read from to share with the body of Christ. Don't you ever, preacher, don't you ever get behind a microphone or a pulpit and give them your opinion of a text when God never said it. It says that the prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now, if you move to say something that God didn't say, that ain't the Holy Spirit, that's Satan. And I can say that because there's only one Holy Spirit. See, we've lost our mind. We've lost our minds in this modern church that we live in today. I haven't lost mine. I like the way James put it in James chapter 1, starting with verse 21. He says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. And then what does he say when you lay aside all the debauchery? He says, and receive with meekness the implanted word. See, the word of God, man, don't be telling me what you think. Don't be telling me what you surmise. Don't be telling me what you're trying to figure out. Don't be trying to tell me how you see it, how you feel it. I only want the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. That's what James says. And then it says, which is able to save your souls. And then it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And then he says, deceiving yourselves. We deceive ourselves, man. And then we walk around. I know I'm right. You ain't right about nothing. Haven't even studied it. My dog walked in here. Hey, bro, man, how you doing? You guys want to see a picture of bro, man, go to my homepage and scroll all the way down to the bottom. And you see this beautiful red-nosed dog that walked in and shook his hair all over me in my office, in my studio. Get out, bro, man. Get out. I'm doing a webcast. Get out. I'll tend with you later. I'll give you a doggy strip. Oh. Verse 23 says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Don't be like that. Don't look at God's word and see what God says, and then you turn away. No, my friends, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let's keep looking at some more scriptures. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful. Not your preacher, not your Bible teacher, not your scholar that got the PhDs, not the one that writes the books and got the money. You better listen to me. You better listen to this poor black preacher. You better listen to me. I know what God is going to do in the end of all of this, especially for those of us that call ourselves Christians. That's all right. Don't worry about the Muslims. Don't worry about the Hindus. Don't worry about the Jehovah's Witness. God's going to judge all of them too. He's going to judge it all. He's going to judge Pastor John. Don't worry about me. I'm going to hell if I'm a liar. I'm going to burn in hell for eternity, screaming in agony and being punished for my debauchery if I'm lying. I know what the consequences is or are. I think it's in the book of James where he says, don't let many of you call yourselves teachers because you will incur a stricter judgment. I know what's on the forefront if I'm lying. If I'm lying, I will be flying with pants burning. I know it. And check it out. It's going to happen to you too if you're lying. You better make sure you're not lying. Because if you're lying, you're flying. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care what they tell you they think you are. This preacher is telling you, you have not stated the word correctly. But you know what? I'm not even going to tell you. Because I know what arrogance would do. Well, I got 20 people telling me I'm right and one telling me I'm wrong. So you're causing division. I ain't causing no division. You know what it is? It's impossible for you to hear because, well, you better go to your Bible. It says, if our gospel, our good news have been hid, you find the scripture. I know where it is. It is hid to them that are lost. I don't have this scripture in front of me. I'm quoting it from my heart. In who the gospel of, that is the God of this world, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, that they should believe in the glorious gospel of Christ. You better check yourself. We're getting ready to come into the year 2010, right? 2010. Well, what's your word? 2010, my ministry is going to be a big fat hen. Yeah, you can find words to rhyme and clap it to the snap it all you want to. That ain't saying nothing to me, but showing me that you're looking for another gimmick, another scheme to make it go. I got one word to say. You better make sure you just adhering to the word of God. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Peter, the blessed apostle, tells us something about the word. He says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, he says, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Then it says in verse 3, if indeed you've tasted that the Lord is gracious. In other words, what you need to be desiring is the pure word of God, not no man's opinion. Church, listen, stop listening to somebody's opinion. Somebody get up and tell you at any time their opinion about the word, and not just only tell you what that, the Bible teacher is only supposed to tell you what that word means. And you don't have to be a graduate scholar in the seminary to know what that word means. Not now, because they got books and Bible helps and everything else like that. We've lost our minds. I'm telling you, we've lost our minds. Why should I trust the word of God? Hebrews 4 and 12 tells me that the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. What does it do? It pierces even the division of the soul and spirit and the joints of the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's what the word of God does. The word of God lets me know when I'm sinning, cuts me to the hilt. Oh, Lord, I ain't got no business doing that. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to justify this. I need to cut that out. What lets me know that? You think a preacher make me feel guilty about my life? Preacher can't do nothing for me but get out of my face. Because I'm a preacher. I need to get out of my own face. Get out of here, bro, man. You know it. He tried to walk back in the studio. He's out of his mind. People, listen to what PJ is trying to tell you. The word is what cuts deep. The word is what brings conviction. The word of God, the scriptures, only the scriptures. That's all we desire. That's all we need. That's all we want. And when I do a webcast, a radio broadcast, when I'm doing commentary, it's the word, the word, the word. That's all the Christians need. When Christ saved me, he told me one thing, tell them whatever I reveal to you. I didn't know where he was going to reveal it to me when he called me as a Christian. And then he repeated that same phrase when he called me to preach. See, when he called me to preach, which was a little different from when he called me as a Christian, I didn't know what he was going to get. All he said to me is, tell them whatever I tell you. I had to look into the Bible to find out what he was telling me. I didn't go and listen to no preacher. I didn't tell my pastor I had an experience. What am I supposed to do, pastor? You talk to me. Know what my pastor told me? Come to church and bring a Bible with you. I came to church and brought a Bible, opened the Bible. Soon as I was reading the Bible, as the pastor preached only what the Bible said, tears began to flow. My heart would burn within me. I love this book. I had never looked at it before. I said, oh my God, God is speaking to me in this book. How come I never saw it before? I'll tell you why I never saw it. Because I was dead in my sin. And when you're dead in your sin, that's why, hey, you people that got odds with me because of what I said about MacArthur, I'm going to tell you something, brother. Unless God comes in you and ignites a part in you about this word, you can go to school and learn what that word means, but if it has not burned through your soul, you're going to start getting up there giving your opinion about it. Now, let me say this too, because some of you that are preachers don't agree with my style. You want me to talk to people like, oh, well, let's just pray for John that he'll calm down. I don't want to calm down. Do you know what's happening to the church? You got huck-suckling pimps taking people, minds, and lives and ruining them because they see themselves as some teachers. They're not teachers of God's word. All of God's teachers are like me. And I am like the prophet Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Moses and the rest of them, throwing tablets down, blowing up the ground, watching people go down screaming and saying, thus saith the Lord. If you're not that, whose preacher are you? Either you God's preacher or you the world's preacher. So for those of you that don't like my style, because I'm not coming up here trying to, pacify a sinner. What? The only thing that I do to a sinner is say, you better keep your eyes and ears open so that if God ever speaks to you, please. The church has been languishing because she has been fed. As the current line has it, she's been fed junk food. Some of you are listening to junk food teachers. They're giving you junk food. They're trying to pacify you to make you feel good. Well, my mama say God called her to preach, and I know daddy died, and she knows she can't be the pastor of a church, but she got a little Bible study group, and I want mama to be happy. You better tell mama to get the men out of that class and say, mama, you ain't got no business trying to teach no man. Yeah, but I think that God has spoken to me strongly. Mama, get in the kitchen and cook the biscuits. And get out that classroom. Now, if you can't say that to your own mama, you've compromised God. Now, let's go back to the Muslims and the Islamic faith, because they do it. Let's go back to most of the Jewish Orthodox faith. They do that. Let's go and look at some of the Buddhist faith. They wouldn't have no female cleric, no female monk in there. They tell that girl, you going in there and cook that rice. Are you just a male chauvinist? You better shut up and read that Bible. Calling me a male chauvinist. That's the oldest joke in town. You disobedient wretch. That's what the Bible says. But I know we don't want to follow that. Yeah, see, all kinds of artificial preservatives, all sorts of unnatural substitutes for the Word of God has been served up to the church. And as a result, look at this, theological and biblical malnutrition has afflicted this whole generation that has taken a giant step to make sure that its physical health is not damaged by using foods or products that are, you know, not harmful to the body. And then we walk around saying, oh, are you a great Bible teacher? No wonder people are following these crackpots on TBN. I recall once John MacArthur was on TBN. I wonder how come he didn't say I just got to ask a question. I wonder how come he didn't say while he was on TBN, you know, y'all are nuts with this doctrine you teaching. But no, when he was on there, he kept his language very safe. Why? Because he wanted to, man, please. I ain't trying to win the fame of men. You know I'm not. You know what? I can carry this Bible study on and on and on. Where's my theme music? Where's my theme music? I can carry this Bible study on and on and on and on. Already been 32 minutes. This is my Christmas Bible study for you. Why did I do this? You know why I did it. If your jaws are tight, you definitely know why I did it. If you laughing with me, you also know why I did it too. And if you kind of stunned and you saying, you know, I can't figure Pastor John out. Yes, you can. Who you been listening to? Are you confused about theology? See all them YouTube clips I got up on that YouTube website? What you think that's up there for? A joke? Like Phil Johnson said, well, John's just doing that because, see, he's a gadfly trying to be famous because he got a small man. Man, you can keep all that. Your money perish with you. Your buildings, your huge ministries, your book publishing titles, your worldly fame, all that's going to be burned up in the judgment, brother. You know the only thing that's going to stand? I got a secret for you. The only thing that's going to stand is going to be the Word of God. That's where PJ is coming from. Merry Christmas. Stay in the Word.